This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Friday, the 19th of April. Pro-Palestine activists are showing up at University of Melbourne classrooms and photographing students after asking for a show of hands to indicate who agrees with their views on the Israel-Gaza war. The shocking incidents and others similar have become such a problem within the university's arts faculty that Dean Leslie Sterling emailed staff this week about increasing complaints from students. The Herald Sun understands this has been done by people with pro-Palestine views. A teenager has been charged after allegedly attacking an Assyrian Christian bishop during a live-streamed service at a church in Sydney's southwest after days in hospital. The 16-year-old boy was charged with a terrorism offence on Thursday following an investigation by the Joint Counter-Terrorism Team Sydney. He was refused bail and is expected to appear before a bedside court hearing on Friday. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Police say the Australian boss of a transnational organised crime syndicate was living in Brisbane suburbia as he masterminded a series of huge drug shipments, including a botched 900-kilogram cocaine import where bricks of drugs washed ashore. Aspley man Daniel Wayne John Roberts was arrested by specialist police after attending a gym on Brisbane's north side earlier this week. And owners of short-term accommodation such as Airbnb and Stays properties will be slugged hundreds more in rates under a proposal by Adelaide City Council. In its draft 2024-25 budget, residential properties predominantly used for short-stay rentals will be deemed commercial other, where a higher rate in the dollar would apply. It means property owners who paid an average of $2,090 in residential rates last financial year will pay 22% more on top of their rates, about an extra $450.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall, so it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats, and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
I'm Andrew Rule, the host of the podcast A Life in Crimes. Here are some of the things that we've been talking about the last few weeks. The brutal truth is that when you start looking at it, they always kill or injure a lot more than each other.
The professional hitman used to be a professional hitman.
Evil strikes in all forms, but particularly as stupidity. Life and Crimes is available wherever you get your podcasts.